Telecommunications. DTAC floats plan for 4G. Unused frequency to be traded for license. Oslo. DTAC, the country's second largest mobile operator, is floating a proposal to return an unutilized portion of its frequency to the new industry regulator in exchange for a fourth generation, that is 4G, operating license. The company says it has devised a strategic model that could end the long stalemate over 3G and simultaneously lay the groundwork for 4G wireless broadband services, which some other countries are already developing. The idea centers on returning the portion of the 1800 megahertz spectrum that the company is not using to the National Broadcasting and Telecommunications Commission, NBTC. John Eddie Abdullah, the chief executive officer of DTAC, said he believed the plan was a win-win solution that could break the deadlock in the Thai telecom industry and allow consumers to enjoy the benefits of high-speed wireless data communication. Pratit Tankoranun, the company's head for engineering, said DTAC could install 4G long-term evolution, or LTE, software on top of its existing upgraded 2G network, enabling it to provide speeds of up to 80 megabytes per second. The software installation could take 2 or 3 months, with 4G commercial service to switch on sooner, he said. Our 3G would be for both voice and data services, while 4G would be for pure data services. DTAC is upgrading all 10,359 of its 2G base stations to make them 3G ready. Under network swap projects, improving network quality and increasing capacity by 20%. The upgrading is scheduled to be completed in mid-July in Bangkok and nationwide next year, said Mr. Pratet. Mr. Abdullah also said DTAC was determined to move ahead with 3G commercial service on its analog 850 megahertz frequency, despite CAT's refusal to approve its request for almost 3 years. DTAC will build 1,220 3G base stations on the 850 megahertz frequency using high-speed packet access technology. We are confident we can get approval from the acting NBTC to provide 3G commercial trials soon, he said. DTAC initially expected its trial services to start in Bangkok this month and in big provinces in the third quarter. However, Mr. Abdullah said the 3G on the 850 megahertz frequency would only be a temporary solution. The only real solution for the country and the industry in the long run, he said, would be 3G on the international standard 2.1 gigahertz frequency.